Have you ever been in a situation where someone was telling you about their situation and you jumped in to say, "I know exactly how you feel," and then you proceeded to share your story? We've probably all done that. Think about that in this next example.
Eleanor loves to knit, but her arthritis is making it difficult for her to continue her project. She throws it down in frustration. Instead of telling her about the time you broke your arm and you couldn't play the piano, you sit down with her and just listen.
When supporting people who have a physical or functional limitation, or who may need to use a wheelchair or adaptive device for mobility, a common reaction is to try to respond with pity, feel bad for them, or to even ignore that they have a disability. For the person, this is not a short-term inconvenience, and it is something that is a part of their everyday life. Some days they may meet challenges, and if they express frustration, listen. Listening is far more beneficial than trying to sympathize with something you have not really experienced. The same idea applies to people with other physical disabilities, such as challenges with motor skills and dexterity, such as Eleanor and her knitting. Ask the person more about themselves and how they go about their daily life. This shows that you have a true interest in trying to understand and empathize with what they do every day.